RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Men in Black International, rated PG-13, now playing in area theaters.
Men in Black's 1997 release slaughtered that summer's pop culture. It cleaned up at the box office, solidified Will Smith's place on the summer blockbuster pedestal, and launched a music video for the eponymous hip-hop song, released in coordination with the film, which dominated MTV. The Men in Black were competent Ghostbusters, with one-liners that hit their mark, and were an odd couple with chemistry. Then the franchise joined the long list of popular blockbusters in popping out a couple forgettable and momentum-diminishing sequels. Now, Men in Black International claims to refresh and expand the MIB universe, yet it sullies and cheapens the first film, which is already maligned by sequels which tripped over their shoelaces instead of carrying the baton. International is not a fun, nostalgic romp in a universe populated by aliens on Earth and the secret organization charged to monitor and protect. It's a bore, it's a chore, and most of all, it's a yawn. The yawns were audible throughout the theater. It's hard to focus when bombarded with a vanilla-flavored hodgepodge of thudding one-liners and insignificant action sequences. The storyline offers nothing to latch onto and care about. Chemistry between leads Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth was zapped by one of their neuralizers, and the film even forgets to complete Thompson's character arc it set up in the first act. Thompson plays Molly, a woman with the skills and know-how for the FBI or CIA, but they'd label her delusional when she requests an assignment in that other division. You know, the one that works cases upstairs. "You mean accounting?" one interviewer asks. Molly knows the Men in Black exist. She saw them neuralize her parents when she was a child. Becoming the first person ever to track down the agency and sneak into their headquarters impresses no-nonsense Agent O, played by Emma Thompson, enough to grant her a probationary period in MIB London, working under Agent High T, played by Liam Neeson. London's bad boy agent, with more confidence swagger than ability, is Agent H, played by Hemsworth. H coasts on an ebbing wave of MIB stardom, after saving the world 3 years ago in Paris from the Hive, an alien species who mimic and take over other life forms. H and M, I'm not sure that pun was intentional, team up to chaperone a VIP alien on vacation to enjoy the London nightclub scene. When a pair of plasma-shifting hyperkinetic beings assassinate their charge, accusations of a mole surface and everyone is a suspect. H and M must work the case, which leads him on an exotic locale spree to Marrakesh, an island off of Naples, and back to Paris to figure out the skullduggery afoot inside MIB. The gentlemen who play the alien assassins, the dance duo known as Les Twins, Laurent and Larry Bourgeois, are reminiscent of the twins from The Matrix Reloaded. They are two, but act as one. Their backstory and motivations are as obscure as everyone else's, but they at least provide a hint of intrigue. The other substantial supporting character is a little CG alien guy who disguises himself as a chess pawn, so he goes by the name Pawnee, voiced by Kumail Nanjiani. Pawnee's role in life is to swear fealty to the closest version of a queen in the room. So Molly, now Agent M, gets a sidekick to carry around, and who may come in handy later on. Rebecca Ferguson shows up briefly as an arms dealer. Pun alert, she has three arms. One protrudes out of her back, but she's just filling. Stories about possible turncoats and moles are not plots audiences are very attracted to. The most annoying thing about the Mission Impossible franchise is how often someone accuses Ethan Hunt of traitorous activities, and therefore must spend the next two action-packed hours clearing his name. Men in Black International is shocking in how much dead weight it lugs around, especially in a glacial middle section. Director F. Gary Gray knows his way around comedy and action. He directed Friday and The Fate of the Furious, But meaningless action scenes with a hover bike zooming around the busy Marrakesh market, non-awe-inspiring advanced laser weaponry, and an odd couple who do not make us laugh at how incompatible they are, means Men in Black International is a reboot that is anything but refreshing. That is why I give Men in Black International 1 out of 4 stars.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.